I'm sorry for the interruption of your usual viewing. And please don't try to change channels.
This is Rush to Reason. Ta-da! With John Rush.
There's only one man who would dare give me the raspberry.
Well, we have something to aspire to then.
And Dan Muir.
I don't know what it is, but it's phenomenal.
Discussing the issues that matter to you.
Don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, tell you what to do, what to think, or what to feel. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men.
Finding real answers, using logic and reason.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
I get it. I swear I've seen a lot of stuff in my life, but that was awesome.
Let's do this.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. John Rush, Andy Pate, party of choice. Moving right along, hour two is upon us. Movie reviews.
Hey,
we need our own little music to go along with movie reviews, Charlie. We need to find some sort of a, I don't know.
Maybe I can put something together.
Real, you know, where they do the old days where you feel the, you know, the click, 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 you know, the movie rolling along. Yeah, something like that.
By the way, that lead-in quotes one of my two favorite villains of all time in the movies.
Okay.
You know, as you know, Hans from Die Hard is one of them. But two of my favorites are Darth Vader and Darth Vader and Dark Helmet.
Dark Helmet?
Dark Helmet from Spaceballs. That's what it's
quoting.
Oh,
Dark Helmet.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. He was hilarious.
May the Schwartz be with you.
I know. It's just we've got to play some clips. I am your father's nephew's brother's former roommate.
I might have to watch that tonight, actually.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Because it is funny.
It's so poorly made, and I loved every moment.
Okay, so what's up first?
The first movie that we're going to look at is Father Figures.
There are over 70 million fathers in the U.S. Inventive fathers, athletic, brave. But not everyone knows who their father is. For 40 years, we thought we did, until today.
I wasn't sure who your father was.
How does that work?
It was the crazy 70s. Monogamy wasn't exactly a priority.
I've always wondered where I got my zest for lovemaking. Now we know.
Our father's been out there this whole time.
Mom actually dated Carrie Bradshaw?
Do you remember a woman named Helen Baxter?
Talk about a blast from the past.
Damn near cost us a Super Bowl.
She's our mom.
Okay. Why don't you just you get the idea.
So far, it sounds pretty funny.
Let me tell you something. The previews to Father Figures are funny.
It's the best part of the whole movie?
Oh, well, not only is it the best part of the movie, but it is cut well. And what I mean is this. They move it along quickly.
Right.
When you're in the movie, all those lines are dragged out in slow motion, and the context, the setup, and the aftermath is just awful.
Really?
That's how you can take a great joke and make it awful, is the
Drag it out.
Right. So let's jump right into this.
Okay, let's hear it.
Kyle and Peter are brothers. Kyle, played by Owen Wilson, he's a Hawaiian beach bum. He's had an easy life because he had a big financial break early in life, all right?
Okay.
So he's had it very easy. While Peter, who's played by Ed Helms, he's a proctologist.
Oh, no.
And he's earned everything he's gotten. This guy's a hard workaholic. Kyle is into weird meditation, hugging, and has a great sex life. Peter is OCD.
So there's four?
No.
Three.
Kyle and Peter.
Oh, Kyle and Peter. Two.
I'm
two
just
guys.
Going back and
okay. Oh, you're going back and forth. Got it.
Kyle,
got it,
Owen Wilson.
Got it,
right.
got it. Okay.
A weird guy
I'm
hugging.
Following you now. I got it.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Don't you hate people who like chant all the time and this stuff? I mean, seriously. Boulder. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Peter is OCD. He's terrified of women since his divorce, and he has no life outside his medical practice. Odd couple. So you're setting up an odd couple movie, right?
Okay.
All right. These two opposites are brought back together attending their mom's wedding. But afterwards, she confesses to them that the man they thought was their real father wasn't. Kyle and Peter decide they must find their real father. So they embark on a road trip. But there's a real problem. Their mom, who, by the way, is played by the great Glenn Close.
Right.
She was with a lot of men back in the 70s. A lot of men. So figuring out which one could be a series of disappointments. Much like this movie.
Okay.
All right. So, sorry, I got to be honest here.
Okay.
And by the way, the reviewers hated it, and we agree.
I sort of see that.
Yes.
Even in what I'm reading on the internet or the whatever it is, IMDb. Not a big rating.
In the auditorium with me, not one time did anyone even so much as snicker.
You're kidding me.
Not once. Okay.
We snickered during the open, or during the trailer.
I know. The trailer looks funny. The trailer is cut, but you got, just so you know, and people may not know this, the people who put together the trailers and the people who put together
are good marketers.
And the people who put together the movies are often different people.
Yes.
Right. So you'll have
people
the director
doing the marketing are cutting out the best parts to get you to spend money at the movie.
Well, and also, have you ever been through this where you go to the movie and there were one or two great lines from the previews? And you notice afterward, hey, that was never in the movie. Okay, that happens. The people who cut together the previews are totally into marketing, and sometimes, and they've got they've got all the scenes that were shot, not just the ones you see when you go to the film. And they will cut together something that's very different.
Okay, so I'm confused. You said a moment ago that you see something in the previews that's not in the movies.
Right.
Where does that come from again?
That comes from the original takes. For instance, as you know, I used to manage movie theaters.
Right.
And late at night, I would be putting together all the reels of the movie into one big platter of them. Braveheart was 9 reels long. Okay, it was very long. But the original Braveheart was 10.5 reels, and I had to watch it in the middle of the night. This thing was 4.5 hours long.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Right. So what you saw in Braveheart, there was actually a ton that was cut out that you finally saw in Braveheart. And that's why sometimes when you see these previews and you say, hey, wait a minute, that really funny moment, that wasn't even in the movie.
Because it got cut out?
They cut it out. They cut it out of the movie. But
after
the
marketing was done.
Well, no, before the marketing was done.
That's what I mean.
So they cut it out, right. And so
the marketing folks got a hold of it. Then they edit the movie, cut that out. The marketing people still have that in there.
They're looking at the 4.5 hours, not the 3. And a lot of times, and so they're cutting out whatever they think is best and piecing it together.
Got it.
Anyway,
Charlie just typed in, by the way, that Downsizing was marked as a comedy in the previews, but was a bummer of a movie. So it wasn't a comedy.
I warned you not to go to that, sinner.
Is it awful?
Yes.
So it's not worth seeing.
He's shaking. He's nodding his head.
Okay, I'll watch the preview.
Watch
over,
the preview
Charlie
over.
Says.
It's entertaining.
Because it looks pretty good on the front side, but I'll watch it again.
All right, so.
See? He said it's deadly serious. It's not funny at all.
Oh, it looks awful. It looks preachy and awful.
Okay. Charlie said yes, so there you go.
Father figures. What works? Nothing. Seriously.
That was easy.
Horrible.
Not a thing.
The pacing is horrible. There's no humor.
Okay.
The characters are beyond boring. At least I can't blame the editing, honestly, John, because if there had been a real editor, they would have edited out the entire movie. It would have cut it
from beginning to end.
Yes. Closing credits would start right after the opening song.
Okay.
What doesn't work? Everything I just mentioned. This movie was relentlessly unfunny. It got 23% on Rotten Tomatoes, and I got to be honest, I have no idea how it got that high. This is one of the worst movies I've seen in the last 3-4 years. This is in the bottom 10. Quality, 0. Political, 3.
Okay.
Because it's neutral. Moral religious, 1.5. There's a lot of sex talk, a lot of bad language and stuff like that. But
it's just not worth seeing.
It's just awful. Now, one thing that I want to do now that is kind of a new thing. When we have a bad movie, I want to do 5 apology rentals.
Okay, here we go.
For the star of that
movie. All right,
let's hear it.
Okay,
the star of this movie is Owen Wilson. So, folks, I want to give you 5 movies that you can rent and you can still enjoy Owen Wilson, especially if you're coming off the horror of this movie. 5, Wedding Crashers.
That's a good one.
Good, fun movie. Good, stupid, fun. 4, if you like something a little different, Zoolander. Very weird, stupid, fun, but pretty funny with Ben Stiller. 3, an action movie, Behind Enemy Lines. Try it. It didn't get great reviews, but it's actually good fun to watch.
Okay.
It's enjoyable. 2, very good movie, Shanghai Noon, with him and Jackie Chan.
Okay.
Funny movie. If you have not seen it, you need to rent that.
Okay.
1, and this is for kids, but adults can enjoy it too, Cars. The movie Cars.
What about didn't he play the one with the Google, the interns or internship or whatever it was, interns?
Well, he's been in a million movies.
That was a good one too, by the way. Just a side note.
Okay.
He and Vince Vaughn were in that one.
Well, there you go.
So there's just some other decent Owen Wilson movies.
By the way, interesting fact, Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn both lean a little bit to the right politically.
Yes, a little bit.
A little bit.
Which is better than Hollywood. Because most are hardcore lefties.
It's very different from Hollywood.
Yes.
Exactly.
So, we'll give them that. All right, let's do this. Quick timeout. Extreme Auto Repair coming up next. If you've got a diesel vehicle that you need repaired, they can do that for you. They would love to take care of your diesel vehicle. And right now, they've got $300 off of any repair of $1,000 or more. So they understand your diesel vehicle. Not every repair shop does. In the heart of Parker, 303-841-1071. Call them today and tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
Dennis Brewster owns a fleet of tow trucks that run on diesel, so he understands exactly how temperamental diesel vehicles can be, especially in the cold. That's why Extreme Auto Repair in Parker remains one of very few shops with the right tools and training to maintain your diesel truck.
Your diesel truck is your livelihood. If it doesn't run, you don't make money. I know, because at Extreme Auto Repair, I have 7 diesel trucks, and if they don't start, I lose business. I don't want this to happen to you. That's why we are offering $300 off repairs of $1,000 or more now through the end of January. At Extreme Auto Repair, we have the factory scan tools to work on these vehicles. My guys know diesels, and they love to work on them. They will make sure you will start in the morning and give you confidence that your diesel truck will keep making you money. Don't relinquish your man card and get stuck in the cold. Call Extreme Auto Repair today in Parker at 303-841-1071. And get your diesel inspected today.
All right, Affordable Interest Mortgage. They would love to help you. Kurt Rogers, I should say, would love to help you with your mortgage, anything you need. And it's not just Kurt. He's got a whole team behind him. So anything you need mortgage-wise, he is there for you, especially those of you that are self-employed. Kurt would love to assist you as well. 720-895-0500. He'll answer the phone on the weekend. That's Affordable Interest Mortgage. And tell him Rush to Reason sent you.
The feds have raised mortgage loan limits. This allows you to take out cash at lower rates and pay off that high interest rate debt, or do that home improvement that you keep putting off, which will increase your value even more. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of you have taken out a mortgage or loans with mortgage insurance. With these new loan limits, you can refinance now and stop worrying about the second mortgage being increased as rates continue to go up, or refinance your home up to 95% of its value and eliminate the mortgage insurance payment. Did you know that having a mortgage insurance payment is like raising your rate 1 to 1.5%? Put that $200, $300, $400 of MI in your pocket, not the bank's. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. With these new loan limits, you can now purchase more home at lower rates, all without mortgage insurance. AIM has been your locally owned and operated neighbor since 2001. Online paperless applications, close quickly, get the respect you deserve. 720-895-0500. Take AIM now and see the difference. NMLS 298191, regulated by DORA, equal credit lender.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush. I got my mind set
on you. All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush, your host, Andy Pate, Party of Choice, doing movie reviews, which we do every Friday at 4 o'clock. What's next?
The next movie is the story about the infamous skater, Tonya Harding, I, Tonya.
The haters always say, Tonya, tell the truth. There's no such thing as truth. Everyone has their own truth. I was the best figure skater in the world at one point in time.
You call that a clean skate? Stop talking to her. That girl is your enemy.
Waiting for the Who's that?
Jeff was my first date ever. And my mom came.
I need to see a wholesome American family.
I don't have a wholesome American family.
Nothing's ever your fault. I was embarrassed for you.
My entire life, I've been told I wouldn't amount to anything. And you know what? Maybe I would.
Okay, that is the intro to I, Tonya. By the way, John, really quick. Two questions. Did you like Fargo?
Yes.
Okay, then it's likely you'll like this movie.
Is that your friend there in your wood chipper?
This one is not as funny as Fargo, but I got to be honest, the acting is even better.
Okay.
And it takes you through depressing events about depressing people. Have you ever noticed, though, like in sports,
how
some people in sports, especially some guys, are so unlikable that they don't get the calls from the refs?
Yeah.
They're just such jerks that the refs actually take
it out. I'm not calling that one.
It's true. It's true. Balls and strikes, everything. It's true. And this was Tonya Harding. Tonya Harding was a spectacular skater. Okay, she was a natural. She had such athletic. She was not the one who. She wasn't as stylish. She was athletic.
Bring us back in time. When was she skating? 90s?
Oh, God.
Or was it 80s? I don't remember. Charlie, do you remember?
70s, 80s.
Go ahead. I'll look it up. Go ahead, guys.
Yeah. Well, let's put it this way. O.J. Simpson trial happened right after the whole Tonya Harding thing.
So it had to have been 90s then.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, early 90s.
Very early. And yeah, Tonya Harding was an athlete. She was like the Williams sisters. Of skating.
She was the 1991 U.S. champion.
There you go.
There you go.
And just athletic. She was the first one ever to do a triple axel, ever. Both period and also in the Olympics.
Okay.
So this was a very talented.
So she raised the bar.
Right. But you also, we often know people around us who are just damaged. You've known them where you just know because of their, you wonder to yourself, my gosh, what produced that person in their life? In this story, we get to find out what produced Tonya Harding. And by the way, you also learn something I didn't know as much. A lot of people, I always think that she, I always think like she was the one who masterminded the plot to have Nancy Kerrigan, you know, taken out. She had nothing to do with it. That's not giving away anything. That's common. That's in the news and all
okay.
that. You know, this plot was not hatched. It evolved. Okay. It evolved around her, but not with her. And this is why she, by the way, she was never convicted.
It's true.
She was convicted of what she did, which was, when she found out about it, she didn't do enough about it. Once again, I'm not giving away anything on how the movie progresses here.
Okay.
That's all common knowledge.
Okay.
All right. Let's get into it. I, Tonya, adapts a dark comedy about all the conflicting accounts provided by Tonya Harding and the other people involved in the infamous knee breaking of Nancy Kerrigan. Tonya, played by Margot Robbie, is a heavily abused, redneck child with almost unspeakable athletic talent for figure skating.
Okay.
Beaten and beaten throughout her young life by her insane mother, LaVonna Golden, who, by the way, is played by Allison Janney. I don't know if you've heard of her. Terrific actress. Tonya would literally stay on the ice too long to keep away from her mom. She even wet herself once while skating.
Just to stay away from her mom.
To stay on the ice. Because,
wow.
You know, mom can't do anything to you in public.
Okay.
It's incredible to watch this kind of abuse. It's a little terrifying. Her redneck father, who taught her to shoot at a very young age, leaves crazy mom. All right. Tonya winds up marrying the other major player in this drama, Jeff Galuli. He's played by Sebastian Stan. But like Tanya's mom, Jeff beats her relentlessly. She has to file restraining orders against him, but the two keep winding up back together. So one of these codependent, sick kind of relationships. This movie has three basic phases. Number one, it describes Tonya's abused life along with her incredible skating ability. And you really see some great stuff there. Number two, it describes how the plot evolves to attack Nancy Kerrigan. And number three, describes the investigation into these moronic goons. This is one of the, you ever see those dumb crimes on TV? What do they call those? The something awards? Charlie, you remember? I guess not. Okay.
I don't remember.
They give awards for stupid crimes, like, and you see them at a 7-Eleven, you know.
Yeah.
Right. This whole movie was like that. The people who carried this out left, they didn't just, they left a wealth. They made sure you would catch them. It was kind of funny. And it also details the devastation to Tonya as well. All right. What works? The acting is off the charts good. I mean, I watch 80 to 100 movies a year. You know that. It's rare that I get to see great acting. I got to see it. Both Margot Robbie and Allison Janney should be up for awards. Janney is so wickedly cold, it's beyond belief. She's one of the worst monsters I've ever seen in a film. It's incredible. They make her look worse than the Wicked Witch of the West. By the way, in real life, Janney is gorgeous. Drop-dead gorgeous. And they make her look horrifying. The abuse feels frighteningly real. The humor at times is excellent. There's some very funny moments. Paul Walter Hauser, he plays Sean Eckhart. I don't know if you remember the story. He's the one who orchestrated the assault. Paul Hauser is hilarious as this guy. What a buffoon. Just a moron.
Really?
And he thinks he's like some kind of international expert on espionage and all this. And so he knows how to carry this kind of stuff out. He's hilarious. He's hilariously stupid, but he's also very believable. This is like Fargo without the accents.
Okay.
Okay. Also, what works, the figure skating sections were terrific. And I don't care about figure skating.
Okay.
At all. All right. What doesn't work? The story drags too long, and it should have been about 15 minutes shorter.
Okay.
It's just withering. You know, it's depressing like Fargo. It gets withering watching somebody's life beaten down again and again. The zoom-in shot of Ronald Reagan poster is totally gratuitous, hammering it home that these imbeciles are conservatives.
Darwin Awards, by the way, somebody just said.
Thank you. Darwin Awards. That's what I meant.
I was trying to think of that, too. So thank you for texting that in. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. And the foul language is realistic, but it's a bit over the top.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. We got 89% on Rotten Tomatoes. It was well-deserved. I'm going to give it for quality a 3.5, maybe 4. I'm kind of stuck between. I'll give it 3.5.
Okay.
Political, 1. Just, that was so gratuitous. Basically making it look like these are a bunch of Tea Partiers of that time, and they're stupid, and this is what they're like. More religious, 1. It's just disgusting at parts of the time. But, folks, if you want to see various accounts, because they'll even have the characters turn to the camera in the middle of a section and say, this really happened. She really did this. She really went through and show her training. Yes, she really carried these things up this hill and stuff like this. If you want to see that kind of thing, you're not going to see it done better than this movie. It's very well done. And at a time of bad movies, this is an impressive one. But settle in. It is a bit slow.
Okay. All right. Let's do this. We'll take a quick timeout. Larry's Automotive and Transmission is coming up next. Anything you need for your vehicle, full bumper-to-bumper service, as I say all the time, they can assist you. Beyond that, though, they can also take care of your transmission. That's why it's Larry's Automotive and Transmission. Now, they've always got a deal for Rush to Reason listeners. All you got to do is walk in and ask. Jeff Kitty, by the way, and Dan Muir, I will be gone next Saturday. We are going to do a live remote out at the International Sportsman's Expo out at the Event Center, the Convention Center. And Jeff Kitty, owner of Larry's, and Dan will actually be doing the show that day. Not tomorrow, but next Saturday. So what I'm trying to say there is Jeff is a guy that knows everything about your vehicle. He would love to help you. All you need to do is call him now, 303-427-2108. Give him a call when you do. Tell him Rush to Reason sent you.
Belt replacement.
What's up with Gary over there? He just had his car serviced at Larry's Auto. So Gary gets excited about regularly maintaining his car.
That's weird.
Yeah, maybe, but he said that he actually enjoys going to get his car worked on at Larry's because the guys there treat him so well.
I wish I could get that excited about maintaining my car. I have a hard enough time even washing it.
Yeah, me too.
At Larry's Auto, our ASE-certified techs are happy to help you however they can so you can keep your car on the road for as long as possible. We are genuinely excited to help you do all the things necessary to maintain and repair your car, although we may not be as excited as Gary here.
Transmission flush?
Give Larry's a call today at 303-427-2108 to schedule your regular maintenance appointment. That's 303-427-2108.
Oil change?
All right, Grandma's Handyman, coming up next. Anything that you need around your house, not your vehicle, but your house, Grandma's is much like Larry's. They will take care of anything you need, one-year warranty on every job, and a senior discount of 10%. And remember, it's anything that's too little for a contractor. Fix a shingle here or there. Fix the gutter. Whatever. Window needs replaced. You need some electrical things done. Switch installed. You name it. They are there for you. Grandma's Handyman, 303-693-3003. Find him at grandmashandyman.com and tell him Rush to Reason sent you.
For the past 13 years, Grandma's Handyman Service has been helping Coloradan seniors do all the little jobs that need to get done. Grandma's Handyman has always been in the business of helping seniors just like you. We even still offer a 10% senior discount on labor off our already affordable prices. Don't leave your projects undone for another day. Grandma's Handyman is here to help you. Call to set up an appointment at 303-693-3003. That's 303-693-3003. 3003 or find us online at grandmashandyman.com.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, John Rush, Andy Pate, party of choice. We just got done doing movie reviews. We'll move into a few other things, and Warren's calling in. We'll find out what his thoughts are. Real quick, though, to close out on that last movie review. Right. Charlie asked a question during the break. Go ahead.
Well, Charlie was he was commenting on how Nancy Kerrigan was looked upon as the princess, the perfect princess, and Tanya Harding was the hick, incredibly poor thug.
White trash, basically.
White trash. And she was. She was stereotypical white trash. The couple things that you learned in this was, number one, I had no idea Tanya Harding was that poor. Mm. She was poor.
So dirt poor.
Destitute.
Wow.
Dirt poor. And also, it was interesting that there was actually, she and Kerrigan didn't have any kind of a feud going. There was no back and they didn't have these terrible interactions leading to this. This was something that was engineered on Harding's behalf because of Kerrigan, the competitor that she was facing. Mm. So it was really interesting how it all evolves. I'm not going to tell you any of that, but very interesting.
Okay. All right. Warren, what's up, sir?
How you doing, guys?
Good, man. Welcome.
Hey, I got to tell you, on Harding, have you seen what she's turned into?
I have not. I was just trying to look up and see what she's even doing today. What is she doing today?
She's doing nothing but garbage.
Really?
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, well, she really is a disappointment. But the one I wanted to talk about was The Darkest Hour.
Hey, how'd you like it?
You know, I didn't really care for it.
Hmm. Why so?
They didn't go into any Churchill's earlier moments in his life. And this guy was a combat soldier. He was captured in the Boer Wars. And he was highly intelligent. And, you know, it was kind of, they portrayed him as a little bit more of a moderate, but nothing more. And I was disappointed in it. They didn't spend enough time on Dunkirk. And this guy could drink like nobody's business.
Oh, he could.
And he was still very much of a bulldog and could get things done.
You know, Warren, you make a great point. I think it could have benefited from a few, shall we say, snapshots of how he grew into the man that he was. Because you don't see any of that. You just see, bang, they drop him into the story, and you're right there. It would have been interesting to see some of the things that made the man. I agree.
Yeah, and he was a great adventurer, and he loved to eat, and he loved to drink. But one of his favorite quotes, and it carried me through Vietnam as well, was, danger is real. Fear and worry are a choice.
Oh, that's great. That's
awesome.
And
I'm going to leave you with that, gentlemen.
Well, thank you so much, Warren.
Good stuff, Warren. Have a fantastic weekend. Always in love you. Man, really appreciate you calling in, all your support. Really, really appreciate that. So,
great comments.
Yeah, no, it really is. And all of you that actually go out to the movies, give us some feedback. We appreciate it. I know Andy appreciates it. Do we all look at movies the exact same way? No. That's why some get really, really good reviews and others don't. And sometimes the ones that don't, we still like.
Right. And sometimes we like different ones.
Depends on your taste.
Well, I like whatever my wife says to like.
Yeah, that works as well.
It works great.
Typically speaking.
It's awesome.
Yes, it does. All right. So what do you want to do next?
You know, I'd like to, would now be a good time to talk about the Bannon effect.
Let's do it.
And so forth.
I'm game.
Okay. You know, so much of conservatism right now, John, is tied up in you have to be in one of two camps. And I got to be honest, I'm getting tired of it. Either you've got to be a Steve Bannon type, you know, with this kind of rage politics, rage, or anybody who disagrees with any of that is called a rhino. Okay.
Okay.
And
so I disagree with that rage politics. I'm a rhino?
You must be.
Well, I'm not, and you know that.
But I got to be honest, though, the people who kind of back all this, because I was online a lot talking with people about Steve Bannon and his war with Trump now, and saying, you know, guys, I think it's about time we disavow Steve Bannon. Okay. Not just because of Trump, because of the candidate he put up in, let's face it, that he put up and backed in Alabama. And so forth. Steve Bannon is one of these burn the house to the ground if it isn't all my way kind of guys.
Which you don't get anywhere doing that.
No, you don't. But what I noticed is this, that the second I would say anything like that, I would get attacked. I would just get mauled by these people. It's kind of like if you criticize Trump. And you know, I'm a Trump supporter. I love what he's doing. But there are times when I'm going to say, hey, that was stupid. You know, I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't have done this. 90% of the time, love it. You see, this is not good, okay? You know, and here's another thing I've noticed is that people who are part of this rage politics, they never think they are. Well, let me tell you, here's how you know when you're into political rage. You have political rage when really two things happen. Number one, anytime someone critiques your guy, you start accusing them of being villains. They are immediately rhinos. They are immediately the compromisers. They are immediately... Now, by the way, I understand where some of that rage comes from because all of this was started not by the rage mongers, but by the establishment. See, they did all these compromises. We elected them. We spent all the time. We elected them. We sent them to Washington. They compromised us into oblivion. We got $20 trillion in debt. We have no border. We have, you know, and you start looking at these things. They failed us so many times. That's after all these failures from the establishment in Washington, people like Steve Bannon could rise up and capitalize on that. And a lot of times they would say some very good things, but not always. So okay. Number one, anytime someone critiques your guy, you start accusing them of being villains. Number two, whenever your side loses, you immediately blame everyone but your group. We saw this big time in Alabama, right? We lost, and everybody immediately said, oh, it was because of the establishment. They didn't back him at the end. And, hey, yeah, that caused the margin of error. But what brought it to a close race? It's because you chose a horrible candidate.
Good point.
Who shouldn't have been in the race.
Good point.
You got to blame both sides. Rage doesn't blame both sides. Rage always tries to cast blame and avoid blame.
And you are, in my world, preaching to the choir and something that, frankly, I have been talking about on my show now for the 3 years I've been on air is exactly what you just said. I didn't say it. I've not said it in the past quite as eloquently as you just said or probably as pointed as you just said, but everything you just said is exactly the things I've been trying to bring up on the show that entire time. We are not, I'm going to repeat this, folks that are listening, and some of you are on the far, far right, and I get it. So am I, by the way. But we are not going to get what we need with the rage and the hate and the just the constant, constant badgering that even goes on internally in our party. We are not going to get where we need to go if that continues.
No. Well, let me ask you this. You're a businessman, right?
Correct.
How well does rage sell?
It doesn't.
Rage unites a certain portion of your base.
A certain group.
A good portion of your base.
Yes.
Okay. It can even unite a lot of people who are not that enraged.
Agree.
Because they're like, hey, at least somebody is principled. At least somebody is focused, right? But it doesn't sell. You're not going to, how many new people are you going to win to your party that way? And can you win if you do that? So, yeah, I mean.
So Dan just texted.
Oh, go ahead.
What's how about if you're a conservative that still watches the NFL? Are you un-American and a rhino too?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You're a hater of America.
Oh, jeez. See, what I'm going to say is, no, Dan, you're just a man of your own. And if you want to watch the NFL, be my guest.
And
feel free.
Well, Dan, obviously, when he watches the NFL, the thing I love best about Dan is he eats well when he watches the NFL. I'm going somewhere with this.
He does.
Because he makes bratwursts, and they're great because he roasts them over the American flags that he's burning.
Oh, that he's burning while he's watching
exactly.
the game? Oh, got it.
So he burns flags.
Got it.
And roasts some
got
of the most wonderful food while he watches the NFL.
Okay, so back to our topic at hand, by the way, I agree with you, and I've been trying to say this for 3 years, and I've said it many ways, many different times, and I don't know if I've ever used the word rage, but I liken some in our party, and I think you can follow with this because of your wife's background. You'll relate to what I'm just going to say here
in
a moment. I liken some on the far right of our party, much like the way I was raised in the fundamentalist side of the evangelical Christian movement in the 70s, which is either it's this way or no way. It's
right.
Our way or it's the highway. There is no middle ground when it comes to even your beliefs. In other words, if you are dead set against drinking, if you drink, you're going to hell.
Right.
Or if you're dead set against going to the movies, which, by the way, when I was a kid, that's how I was raised. You didn't go to the movies. That was just unchristian to be in the movie theater, period. If you were, you were going to hell.
Actually, in 2017, it was wise. But we're hoping for better things.
Got it.
Okay.
You get my drift,
keep going.
I mean, it was so, you know, if your hair as a man touched your collar, right, you're on your way to hell. I mean, I can go down the list. There are so many different rules and regulations. I could name them all off. And if you varied from any of those, you're a heretic and you're on your way to hell. I look at someone in our party as being exactly the same way I was raised on the Christian side of the fence, much like that on the political side of the fence. Am I right?
Yeah. Well, how about Trump supporters? And I'm a Trump supporter.
Me too.
Okay. But what sells Trump better to somebody? Is it always backing him up no matter what he says or does at any time?
No.
And just lashing out at people who disagree?
No.
We have a lot of people who do that. Now, let me ask you something. When you hold a position, and your position could be, I love Trump, or your position could be something else, and you lash out at anyone who disagrees and call them names and all this, does that make you sound confident in your beliefs, like they are good things to hold?
It makes you sound stupid.
Well, and also, maybe, or does it make you sound unconfident because you can't handle those things being challenged?
It makes you sound arrogant and stupid, if you ask me.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
It makes you sound very stupid.
Again, much like the people that I grew up around in the Christian faith that today I would have called, and I would call them this today if they were standing here today and we were having this conversation, you're arrogant and stupid for your beliefs.
Let me give you two examples on TV right now. Two of my favorites. Sean Hannity.
Yes.
Laura Ingraham.
Yes.
Both dyed-in-the-wool Trump supporters all the way. Back him up. Stand by your man.
Yep.
But one of them has become an absolute drumbeat. Okay, and that's Sean Hannity. Okay, and I love him. I'm a fan. Okay, I watch him every night.
Mm-hmm.
But he's become a drumbeat, and nobody is listening.
Okay.
Laura comes off as far more measured, and people are going to be much more persuaded by her.
I agree.
And, you know, this is important. If we're not, when you come out and people sense political rage, mm-hmm, by the way, it goes both ways. You know, Black Lives Matter. It's political rage.
Fully agree.
Black Lives Matter rallies their troops. Do they win anyone?
No.
No. Same with us.
I can't agree more.
Okay.
And you're right.
Right. Well, here's the thing, though. Anybody who criticizes, first of all, nobody thinks they're enraged. You're enraged if you're closed-minded and if you lash out anytime you're challenged in these ways. You're enraged. Okay. That's just the way it is. When people look at it and say, well, we only have two options, basically, because anybody who is not.
No, we don't. We have a lot more options than
yes,
that.
Yes. We can do so much better. Oh. John, there's a way we can win elections.
Thank you.
It's really simple.
If we don't get that figured out, Andy, we're never winning this state.
Can I tell you right now?
Do it.
Okay. Here's how you do it. You advance the most liberty you can in the situation you're in.
Yep.
Okay? In the setting you're in. So, okay, we're in Colorado. It's a blue-leaning state.
Mm-hmm.
Can you sell Ted Cruz here?
No.
No. But does that mean that the second I say that, everybody thinks I want to compromise? No, 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 no. I call it 24.
Well, and what I would answer to you
go ahead.
I guess I would come back and say it depends on what the compromise is. There's a lot of things I'm willing to compromise on.
Yeah.
Lots of things. Depends on what the end goal is. I guess in a way I'm a little bit like Trump that way because I've been in business for so long knowing that there are certain things. There's this old saying, you pick your battles.
Right.
Whether you're raising a family, running a business, even in politics, you pick the battles. And frankly, there are some battles not worth fighting, period.
But here's how we lose, John. Okay,
we fight every battle.
Well, yeah. And here's the thing. I always say 20 months, 4 months. You got the 20 months leading up to the election cycle and the 4 months of it. In the 20 months leading up to the election cycle, that's when you should be persuading people and moving them toward more conservative views, more liberty-oriented views.
Got it.
Okay, and in the 4 months, then you put up the candidate who has the most conservative candidate who can win in that setting you've influenced. We today do the opposite.
Why don't we do that,
Andy? We spend 20 months not influencing anyone, not winning anyone, right? And calling it, you've got to be a rhino or a hater, you know, or a rage miter. It's one or the other. We win no one, and then in the 4 months, we battle it out and throw out whatever candidate does whatever we want, all of it now. That can't win. And it's lazy.
Nope.
You cannot harvest in the fall what you didn't plant.
And I guess I realize more of what you're talking about, and you probably do as well, because you're a little closer to this like I. You know, I have the opportunity to sit here in this chair and interview lots of people come election time.
Okay.
And I will just tell you, and I'm not going to name any names, but I will tell you that there are times after doing an interview, I think to myself, there is no way on God's green earth we're winning that election.
Right.
After I do the interview.
Exactly.
Because we don't have the right candidate for that particular race. Right. And why we haven't thought through that is beyond me.
Last year's Senate election. Do you think Daryl was a great guy?
Yes.
Do you agree with Daryl on everything?
Most everything, yes.
Virtually, you know what I mean.
Yes.
Okay, me too. Love him. Was Daryl, when you come out and say, I'm a Christian constitutional conservative, is that going to sell right up front?
Wrong message right up front.
Here's why. Because everybody hears, they're saying, you're basically saying everything you're not. And so everybody who isn't that right now says, then you must not be for me.
That's right. Michael Bailey, Law and Mobile Estate Planning, coming up next. We'll continue this thought. If you want to join in, by the way, feel free to do so. 303-477-5600. Michael Bailey, though, he will help you with your estate planning. And I have to say this, much like we're talking about with politics, there are compromises even inside of your estate planning.
Yes.
How are you going to do this? How are you going to do that? Who gets what? What's going to happen when you're gone? How do we make everybody happy? That happens in your estate planning, and Michael can help you with that. 720-394-6887. He's mobile. He'll come to you. Call him now and tell him Rush to Reason sent you.
Dad, can we talk?
Not this again. The whole family is here.
It's not always easy talking to your loved ones about end-of-life planning. What's going to happen after you die isn't the most comfortable topic, nor is it the easiest thing to talk about.
It's because the whole family is here that this is the best time.
No, not now.
Having this conversation and making your final plan is very important. Not making a plan for your life and death can cause life-changing arguments and leave your loved ones with an unspeakable mess that could take years and cost thousands to settle.
Dad, it's something we need to talk about.
I don't like thinking about that stuff, about getting sick or dying.
I understand. Writing a will isn't easy, but you don't write a will for yourself, Dad. You write it for us, the ones you leave behind. So if not now, when?
Call Michael Bailey, the mobile estate planner. He will come to you and make sure that when your time comes, your assets are handled, your wishes are clear, and your family will be able to focus on remembering the good times. Call Michael Bailey, the mobile estate planner, at 720-394-6887 today and protect your family for tomorrow.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. By the way, Dan said he liked your response.
To what?
What he said earlier about the NFL.
Oh.
And your cooking and all the other stuff that you went into. Good
well,
stuff.
Yeah. You know, Dan, Dan, if you want to make me some bratwurst that you cook over your burnt flags, I'll come over.
Okay, so Andy.
Okay.
I know we got 3 or 4 minutes before we go to our last break here of this hour. Then we got 1 hour coming back, and that's it. And by the way, if you want to comment on things, I'd love to hear from you. 303-477-5600. This is something that, folks, has been near and dear to me from day one. And it's something that I learned from the very beginning of coming on this show, starting the show as a host, was that there are some really, really, really extreme, rabid, Republican, conservative, right-leaning fans, and I love them dearly, but they are dead wrong in their approach to how we're going to win an election.
Well
and I
put.
Learned that right off the bat.
Well put. And you said the key word, approach. They're not wrong in their principles.
No, they're 100% right in their principles.
Right.
But they're wrong in the they're right in the message. They're wrong in the method of how to get it across.
Okay, let's talk football.
Is that the right way to say
it? Yeah. What's the best way to score in football? Is it to throw the 80-yard bomb every play?
No, it's chipping away at it and working
your way down the field. No. But you got to understand, John, that you are a compromiser. What do you want? Like first downs? Do you want to do this slowly?
Yes.
You're trying to compromise your way down the field.
You know why? Because I want to eat away at that defense, and I want that offense on the field as long as I can, because that's how you win ball games.
Why do you hate America?
I don't. I want to win.
Oh, so you mean that if we stay in power longer...
Yes.
Without total compromise, because I don't like the compromises. There have been some that are inexcusable.
I agree.
But if we stay in power longer,
guess what? We win.
We get more Neil Gorsuches.
Yes.
Right.
Thank you.
You know, the thing that's really hurt, John, is the hopelessness that's set in with the division in the right. There are people now who just look at it and say, you know, you've got the people who compromise, right? And they're always selling us out. And then you got the people who want to win.
Who won't compromise anything.
Right. You got the one side that never gets a first down because they never move the ball.
Right.
And you get the other side that only throws 80-yard bombs.
Right.
And everybody in the middle, we feel hopeless because if we have either of these people give up on us, if you have the compromisers give up on Roy Moore in Alabama, we lose an election by 1%. Okay. And meanwhile, if you have the 80-yard bomb guys, the base give up on us, we're going to lose in the general that way as well. So the question is, how do we win? I'm going to tell you right now, John, if starting tomorrow, we would simply start getting first downs and moving them to touchdowns. In other words, if we would simply get the yardage we can get now, but not stop pressing for more, if we would simply spend the 20 months winning as many as we can, and then in the 4 months, putting up a candidate who can win in that setting, if we'd simply start doing that, John,
We'd win.
So
why
don't
we? There's the ultimate question. Why don't we do that, Andy?
It all began with anger. Seriously, the current division. The current divisions all began with anger because we were let down by disloyal candidates who we worked our butts off for, and they went and they compromised us into oblivion. We have no border. We have no wall. They created the rage.
I get all
the
that.
The rage has taken over.
I get all that. But much like a business or much like the football analogy you just mentioned, you know what? You don't draft every quarterback and have a winner.
True.
You don't draft every defensive lineman and have a winner. You don't get every free agent that you think is awesome and have a winner. You don't pay Demaryius Thomas millions of dollars thinking he's going to be great from that point on because he's not.
True.
Sometimes crap happens.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
Sorry. Get over it.
But if you've dug in and if you're entrenched and both sides of the conservative spectrum are, you're not going to work together. And anytime things go wrong, what do? Blame.
Stop doing that, folks. We're not going to get anywhere if we don't.
Right. You can't blame your way to success.
Nope.
There is no way to do it.
Here's my analogy. Here's my analogy, Andy. I could be completely wrong, but I don't think I am.
Okay.
Because I've met a lot of the individuals that I know are on that extreme right that don't want to have any compromise whatsoever, and I know those that have compromised their life, and I understand there's both ends. I will step out on a limb here and tell you that I, for one, don't think the majority that are on that far right, first of all, have ever employed anyone or ran a business. And if they did, it was their own with maybe one employee. They've never ran anything with 30, 40, 50 people that they had to make multiple compromises on to keep their business afloat on a daily basis.
Or in the cases where they were, and you're right, it's rare, they don't apply it in politics.
Yep. They forget that that's what you have to do on the political side of the fence.
It's a good point.
All right. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll come right back. Life Choices coming up next. LifeMatters.org is the website that you can go to find out how you can participate in all that Life Choices has going on. Now, there is one compromise that I have, or I will not have, I should say, and that is this matter of life. I love life. I think life should be respected. I think it should be adorned. I think we need to give women, young girls especially, when they're pregnant, unwed mothers that don't have a planned pregnancy, I think we need to give them every chance possible for that baby to have life.
Absolutely.
That's an area I don't want to compromise in.
I agree.
Okay. So lifematters.org is where you can go to get that uncompromised approach to giving those girls solid choices. LifeMatters.org. Go there today. When you do, tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
Thanks to your generosity, Life Choices has the great honor of speaking to vulnerable students in middle schools and high schools across northern Colorado. Many of these young people have never heard the message of sexual purity. Instead, they've been taught that sex represents a normal part of dating. When teachers or principals invite Life Choices to speak in their classrooms, many of these students learn the truth for the first time, that sex belongs in marriage. Life Choices trains students to form healthy relationships by setting boundaries. In the 2015-2016 school year, Life Choices presented the message of sexual integrity in 16 high schools and 15 middle schools, reaching nearly 6,000 students. Life Choices shares the love of Jesus Christ by helping young people understand the consequences of their sexual decisions. Your end-of-year gift will encourage students to abstain from premarital sex while emphasizing the immeasurable value of each individual. Donate today at lifematters.org.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush, Andy Pate, Party of Choice. We got about a minute left of this hour, then we're on to our last hour of the week. And by the way, 5 o'clock, you can call us. Anything you want to talk about, whether it's this topic or something else, feel free to call us, 303-477-5600. And I'd like to just throw this question out there. Do you think Andy and I are on target when we talk about Are we messaging things correctly, using the correct methods to get that message out, or do we need to change things as a party to win in 2018?
Well, I think we got to change things.
Andy, if we don't change, we don't have a snowball's chance to win anything.
And not only do I believe if we don't change, we can't win, I believe if we do change, we will win.
I
think
agree.
Colorado, even though it leans blue, it's there for the taking. It is there. We can win.
Yes, if we do everything you just said.
Yes.
Take a methodical approach. Put the right candidate in the right seats, in the right places, in the right elections across our state. Have them message correctly. And what I mean by message correctly, nothing, I'll just get on my high horse for a minute,
sure.
Andy, my soapbox. Nothing irritates me more than to have a candidate sitting in that chair or on the phone, and I ask them, what are you going to do when you win the election? What's the first thing you're going to do? And I get a blank stare.
Really?
Or I say, you know, what's the first thing you're going to do in the first 100 days of your candidate? You know, if you become the candidate and you win, you're now the candidate, but you win the election. What's the first thing you're going to do over those first 100 days? And I get a generic answer even.
Yeah, because all they're doing is rallying their base by telling their base how much the other guy is going to hurt them.
Yeah.
And they don't have answers of what they're going to do for you.
The reality is this, and people, please listen to me, candidates that are potentially going to run in 2018. I, as the host, which means most everybody out there as a voter, I really don't care what you think of the other candidate that you're running against. I don't care about all of his weaknesses. What I care about is what are you going to do for me? Because frankly, that's what the voter wants to hear. What's in it for me? Every single voter has that written across their forehead. It's called WIFM. What's in it for me? And if you as a candidate can't answer that question, you're losing. Period.
Great point.
We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Hour number 3 coming up next. John Rush, Andy Pate, Party of Choice. Charlie Grimes, our engineer. We'll be right back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.